Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola. I'm your host, Jake Walker, for Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays here on News Radio. Heard at 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. We've got a handy-dandy little phone app you can download from the App Store. And we're also found at newsradio923.com. Thank you for being here this morning. In the studio, I have Brandon Cherry. He is the franchisee, the owner for the Pensacola location of Culver's. Also, Taylor Cartwright, the managing partner. You're more over the Pensacola location, right, Taylor?
Yeah, the one on Pensacola Mobile Highway.
Mobile Highway. All right. Also out in Milton, which you said your wife, Alicia?
My wife, Alicia.
Alicia is the owner there. But you are on Bayou Boulevard, Mobile Highway, Softly Field, and Milton on Highway 90. Culver's, welcome to Delicious. You know, I don't know if you guys have heard the commercial that we do here that we recorded here at News Radio. And I don't know who that guy is that did the voiceover for that commercial, but he sounds like a handsome fella. He really does. He's got a great voice. I don't know who that guy is.
I believe I know who he is, and he's wonderful. Yeah. And he is a good-looking guy.
Yes.
That's not us.
Not just a great voice, but a good-looking guy as well.
I hear he is just a handsome fellow. But anyway, I digress. Culver's. I have eaten at Culver's so many times. I have delivered Culver's, a couple times now since you guys just got into that. So we've got a lot to talk about today. And what we love talking about here on the Pensacola Expert Panel is, community support and people doing great work in our community, in our area, and helping especially our children in schools and things like that. So there's lots of fundraising opportunities we're going to talk about. 437-1620 if you have any questions for Taylor and Brandon this morning from Culver's. Guys, thank you so much for being on the show. How are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. We're excited to be here.
Yes.
Excited to talk about a little Culver's and different things that we do for the community.
Mm-hmm. And I used to travel a lot, and I was in Wisconsin all the time. And whenever we would pull into town, I was playing with a band. The first thing they wanted to do was give us cheese curds. I'm telling you, it was like, hey, I've got cheese curds. And we're like, okay, all right, let's eat your cheese curds. And they were okay, but they're not like the cheese curds at Culver's. I don't know what you guys do, but I've been in Wisconsin in the thick of it, and I swear you guys have better cheese curds down here in Culver's.
Yeah, we have that crispy golden outside with that ooey gooey inside.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have it with marinara, personally. Or a lot of people actually dip it with that Wisconsin cheese sauce we have on the side, too.
Very, very nice. So let's talk about that. Culver's originated in Wisconsin, right?
Absolutely. In Sauk City, first one, Craig Culver. Wonderful guy. Mm-hmm. We've met him lots of time. He's still super involved within Culver's.
Yeah.
He loves to visit restaurants and surprise people, but has great stories. And from a humble beginning into almost 1,000 locations across the United States now.
Wow.
Culver's is built up too. So,
well, let's talk about the food real quick. For somebody who may not be as familiar with Culver's as we are, what does Culver's serve? What is your specialty?
So I'd say our specialty is like our butter burger, which is fresh, never frozen beef. Mm-hmm. And everything that in the restaurant is cooked to order. And so we take a lot of pride in that none of this food is cooked hours prior, that this is
right.
As soon as you pull up, we're going to start cooking it. And we train that hard where it's make sure that we're giving our best foot forward.
Wow. And that takes a lot of training for your employees, right? To be able to be timely and to get everything fresh and out at the right time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And we talked about that a little bit on the break before we came in the studio. You guys are not just in the food business, but you're in the people business. You guys employ lots of our high school students, right, at your stores, and you train them up to stay with the organization if they so choose, right?
Yeah, I was bragging on Taylor a little earlier. The Mobile Highway location opened about 2 years ago. We have over 20 employees that are originals, which is kind of unheard of in the restaurant business. And so Taylor's done a great job over there of when people come in, they come in as crew members. We get them into crew trainers, into management. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, our assistant GM, or both assistant GMs are original crew members. from other restaurants. So we promote from within, train from within, and mm-hmm. teach them the Culver's way.
Mm-hmm. I considered working at Culver's just for the frozen custard. I'm telling you, man, when I was out delivering and out on the road all the time, I would just stop in and just get a small little, you know, 2-scoop cup maybe of custard chocolate. And just that would set me on my day. I love it. And you guys make that fresh every day, but not just every day, right? How often are you pumping out that custard?
Yeah, it's fresh every 2 hours.
Every 2 hours. Wow. And it's just so delicious. And you also do like birthday cakes and like frozen confections and things like that in your cooler.
No, so we do our pints,
pints
every day. Yeah, so we have so every day we have vanilla, chocolate, and our flavor of the day. Mm-hmm. And so we make a calendar where it shows every day of the month.
Gotcha.
What that flavor is going to be. But yeah, we do those hand packed pints. We do about like 12 every morning, and we mm-hmm. sell those throughout the day.
My wife used to always text me, and she'd be like, "What's the flavor of the day?" I'm like, I don't know. Get on social media. Check it out. If I drive by there, I'll see. I don't know. But I love looking for the flavor of the day in your custard. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions, comments. Have you eaten at Culver's lately? Are you going to eat there today? Let us know what you're going to order because I'm starting to get hungry a little bit, actually. It's about lunchtime for me, so I'm ready. Culver's in Bayou Boulevard, Mobile Highway, Softly Field, and Milton on Highway 90. Check out social media. People are going to be talking about Culver's, I'm telling you, especially with the delivery going on, and we'll talk about that here in a minute. But getting back to the people business part of this and the high school students working for the store, you guys also do a lot of local fundraising for especially high school athletes, right? Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Last year, we raised over $250,000 for high school athletics.
Wow.
I'm directly involved in that. Culver's does a great job of, we have a Culver's product that the high school programs can sell out to their families. It has a ton of value. We also have a donation platform that a lot of high school athletics are familiar with. But I personally come in, and again, personal touch with that, start it and kick it off. So, yeah, it's a wonderful program. Culver's loves giving back to the communities. It's just not about trying to make money for Culver's. We want to make sure that any community that we're involved with, we try and help out as much as we can.
Mm, yeah. And you're definitely focusing on high school athletics because I know from being, you know, my mom was a band booster. I was in the band and my brother was in football. It takes a lot of money to keep these programs going in these schools, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy when you think of the cost of running a band and going to concerts, football programs, mm-hmm. Traveling. Things have changed since the 80s and 90s.
Oh, definitely.
And the needs of the athletes, and not just athletes, just programs within the high schools.
Right.
There's a greater need for that.
Mm-hmm. And when we come back after this first commercial break, I want to talk about the what you called involved leadership. And, you know, a lot of people hear about franchisees and franchise opportunities, but Culver's actually is a little bit different, a little bit more of a strenuous process, right? A little bit more of a selective process for franchise owners, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that when we come back. 437-1620, if you have any questions, comments. We're talking about Culver's. We're talking about fresh, never frozen beef, just served to order, fresh frozen custard made every 2 hours. That's amazing. And now offering third-party delivery. So lots of great things coming from Culver's, lots of local fundraising. We love talking about that here on the show. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio, Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. We'll be right back after this.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Visit Prim and Proper, the premier destination for unique gifts in Gulf Breeze, specializing in adding that extra touch of thoughtfulness to any occasion with expert engraving services. From elegant monograms to heartfelt messages, they bring visions to life. With a wide selection of gifts for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and more, there's something perfect for everyone. Prim and Proper also excels in corporate, employee, and client gifts that leave lasting impressions. Visit them online at primandproper.com.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The inaugural Pensacola Navy Days Parade is Saturday, May 18th. This special parade from Veterans Park to Community Maritime Park along Bayfront rolls at 9:30. Bring your family and wear red, white, and blue to show your love for the men and women in uniform. This no-throw parade will be patriotic and feature many of the commands at NAS Pensacola riding on the Mardi Gras floats of the crews you love. Then come to Community Maritime Park for a Navy Days ceremony, ROTC exhibition, and family fun fest featuring static displays. Get more at PensacolaNavyDays.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
I'm telling you, if you have a cup of custard in your hand from Culver's, you are not going to let it go. Never let you go. That's what we're talking about here on the radio this morning. News Radio Pensacola. I don't know. I've had way too much coffee this morning and not enough food, I think. So I need to get to Culver's after this and have a butter burger. I've got Taylor Cartwright and Brandon Cherry in the studio this morning from Culver's. You can find them over on Bayou Boulevard, Mobile Highway in Softly Field, or in Milton, Highway 90. If you have questions or comments this morning, let us know, 437-1620. We've talked about the food a little bit. We've talked about the culture, a little bit of Culver's. Let's talk about some of the nuts and bolts of how you guys got to be where you are in Culver's, and that's the involved leadership process. Talk a little bit about how Culver's just doesn't give a franchise to anybody, right?
No, absolutely not. To be a Culver's franchisee, it's a rigorous process. You can't just come in and stroke a big check
right.
to open a franchise. To do it, you have to... There's a vetting process up in Wisconsin where it takes a couple months to see if you really want to bleed blue, if you're the kind of guy who wants to really put people first. And so I think that's one of the biggest differentiators between our brand and a different brand is involved leadership. That, you know, I'm in the building, working the grill, fries, out with guests, enjoying the environment. And so setting that example and leading by example is what sets us apart.
Culver's takes the time and makes sure that you're going to be there hands-on to where this franchise is going to be successful and it's going to serve the community the way it should, right? What I hate is seeing a good franchise come into town and then, like you said, somebody wrote a big check and then they just went back home to wherever state they're from and then it struggles and it's just not the level of service you come to expect from like Culver's. So the culture there is definitely much appreciated in our community. And we were talking earlier, Brandon, about the local fundraising and the high school athletics and all the people that you help support in our community. If somebody's interested in that, they want to get involved in the local fundraising process with Culver's, how do they get in contact with you? What's the best way to do that?
The best way would be at any of the three locations. Mm-hmm. You can walk in and ask for me. I'm always at one of the three locations every day.
they'll be able to Taylor get in touch with you. Yeah.
Yeah. My people probably won't give out my cell phone number for the most part. However, if you come in and just leave your name and number, I will be in contact with you within 24 hours to answer any of your questions or set up an appointment with you to come and see you. So, because everybody's needs is a little bit different. Mm-hmm. And I want to make sure when we have a conversation that I'm always meeting the program's needs because every needs are a little bit different. And so it's not just a standard fundraising pitch
right
that you would get from us
now is so. this um Is this all over the country at Culver's? Is every Culver's getting involved as much as you guys are in the local fundraising?
I'm going to say no to that.
Right.
Culver's does have, we have share nights that are nationally. But with my history, I did fundraising for 25 years before I got into Culver's.
We've got a ringer here.
My history is I've probably raised $20 million for high school athletics in my career.
Wow.
And so... I have lots of experience in that, and that's why it's just a nice lead into this. And so, lots of experience. Again, if you want to be in contact with me, just come in, leave your information, the program, cell phone number, and I will be in contact with you. We love giving back. I love meeting booster presidents and coaches and kids and working with athletes. Again, Culver's is, we work with kids. You know, three quarters of our staff are kids, and it's amazing what kids can do.
And you serve food that kids, even this big old kid right here, loves. I'm telling you, there's just something about fresh fruit food. There's just nothing like it. Like when you know when something has been sitting under a heat lamp for like 2 hours, you know, you can taste that. This just doesn't taste fresh. So having something cooked to order, it, to me, is just above everything else. Even if I have to wait a minute or two, the environment, once I walk into the Culver's, it's a good family environment. It's happy, it's fun, it's bright, and I get to look over that menu. Tell us about the menu process a little bit, because people who aren't familiar with this menu, and we do have texts coming in, people telling us what their favorite menu items are. Somebody says here, growing up in Iowa, I go to Culver's for the pork tenderloin sandwich. Wow, pork tenderloin sandwich. I love that. Somebody else said, yum, I've been intending to go there for this past year, and now it's guaranteed. I'm going in this week. I love hamburgers. I love custard. Can't wait anymore. Thank you for your texts. Somebody here asked, are you going to sponsor any Wahoos games? Are you involved with the Blue Wahoos at all?
I love the Blue Wahoos. Yeah. I've actually sponsored at the Blue Wahoos the last 5 years.
Nice.
I am actually, we do the lineup boards. I'm a huge sports nut.
Mm-hmm.
We go to probably 3 games every week while they're here. I actually have season tickets to the Wahoos.
Nice.
We actually sponsor a competitive sponsorship game at the game where the players will guess flavor of the days. And if a fan guesses more, they basically win a free basket. So we do lots of things with the Blue Wahoos. They're fantastic over there. They're a great organization to work with as well.
Very nice.
Over there. And so it was a great team effort teaming up with them.
Very nice. The concretes, we talked about that a little bit in the break, and you wanted to mention this because a concrete is kind of my favorite thing. And for those who don't know what a concrete is, explain that really quick. How do you make a concrete, and why is it just the most amazing thing in the world?
So our concrete mixer is...
Yeah, I was going to say the concrete mixer. It's, you start with your base, vanilla, chocolate, or flavor of the day, and then you have any of our 30 ooey-gooey toppings where you can blend
30?
Yeah, we have like our cookie dough. I'm a cookie dough brownie kind of guy. Mm-hmm. Maybe on a rare day, I'll throw a little peanut butter sauce in there just for funsies. But we also have a lot of syrups, different fruits. And this time of year, we also have our coolers, which is a frozen lemonade that you can, and you have like watermelon or mango that you can mix into those as well. That's kind of like a hidden gem on the menu. Not a lot of people know about that yet.
Okay, you heard it here first, folks. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I've got Taylor Cartwright, the managing partner, and Brandon Cherry, the Pensacola franchise owner, and your wife, Alicia, also over in Milton on Highway 90. So check them out, Bayou Boulevard, Mobile Highway at Softly Field, and Milton on Highway 90. You'll hear their ads here on News Radio Pensacola and on Cat Country. Some brilliant, just good-looking dude did the voiceover. I need to find that guy and make him my friend because he sounds awesome. It was me, guys. I'm sorry. 437-1620, call or text and let us know if you're going to Culver's today and what you're going to order. This may be a frivolous topic for my open segment coming up at 10 a.m. I might just leave the phone lines open and say, hey, go to Culver's, tell me what you're ordering. That would be great. 437-1620, somebody is texting here, awesome about the sponsorships. With that said, we're talking about the Milton location. Seems like the Milton location doesn't get announced as much as what they're saying. So let's talk about the Milton location a little bit. Highway 90. Where exactly on Highway 90 are you located?
We're right across from the Dodge dealership. That's right on the corner there, right on 90 as you're entering into Milton. So before you get kind of into that little downtown area, we're going to be on your right-hand side.
Okay.
We just opened up February 11th, I believe, is when we opened up this year. So we've only been open up 90 days. over there. We're getting great success stories over there. People love coming in. They love something new to Milton. There hasn't been something new in Milton for a while, and so
right.
A lot of excitement there.
Yeah, we set records with that grand opening over there. It was busy, and it was awesome. Nice.
Yeah, we actually were the number one store in the region for our grand opening. So that was so we were beating Jacksonville stores and Tampa area stores with Milton. So that tells you when you think of the population, people love Culver's in Milton. So we're very thankful for the people in Milton. For sure.
And it just shows how great Pensacola and the surrounding areas are around here. The heart of this community is just huge. So we're talking about Culver's this morning. Brandon Cherry and Taylor Cartwright are in the studio. 437-1620 if you have any questions, comments. We're talking butter burgers, fresh frozen custard made daily. We're going to talk a little bit about third-party delivery and how you can get that food delivered hot and fresh to your door. And we'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. 437-1620.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The number one goal at Gulf Breeze Natural Gas is safety. If you're one of their customers in Gulf Breeze or Pensacola Beach, here are three ways to detect: smell, sight, sound. If you smell a rotten egg odor, see dead vegetation, or hear a hissing sound, call them immediately at 850-934-5108. You can also visit their website, gulfbreezenaturalgas.com, and click the safety page to learn more about natural gas safety. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, your style, your comfort, your energy.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
I know you're jealous because I'm going to have a Butterburger in my hands here in about 2 hours. So I know that everybody's ready to get to Culver's today. Text me. Let me know what you're going to order. We're getting texts in here. Please repeat the contact for fundraising events. Let's do that real quick. So how can they get in contact with you for fundraising?
Absolutely. Go to any three locations, the Mobile Highway location, the Bayou location, and the Milton location. Ask for Brandon. Being the franchisee. Mm-hmm. If I'm not there, please just leave your contact information and I will be in contact within 24 hours to answer any questions or set up an appointment just to come see you personally.
Cheerleading, bands, football, baseball,
soccer,
churches, anything. Go by and ask for Brandon at any of the locations. Real quick, we've got about a minute here, 30 seconds. Let's talk about some of the menu items that people don't expect, because my mother-in-law loves the fish sandwich. And you don't think, oh, I'm going to get a fish sandwich at a burger place. But it's awesome. Let's talk about some of the other menu items real quick.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about our cod. It's crispy, golden on the outside, and soft on the inside. And we hand batter it there in the restaurant. And so, it's fresh. That's, again, what we're known for.
Fresh, made to order, and helping the community. I love that. I love telling stories like this on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Bayou Boulevard, Mobile Highway in Softly Field, Milton on Highway 90. Go in there, ask for Brandon. If you have any fundraising opportunities that you need help with, Culver's is going to knock it out of the park for you, I'm telling you. And see him at the Wahoos games. They're going to be hanging out. You got season tickets, so look for Brandon Cherry. He's going to be at all those Wahoos games. And hit him up for some free custard or something. I don't know. He might do
there
it.
You go.
I don't know. I'm going to try to get some later on. All right, so delivery, DoorDash, Grubhub, Uber Eats, all that. You can get on the apps and get that food to you. So,
as Craig Culver's famously said, we're not in the burger business. We're in the people business.